here's a story from The World.
After a year of delays, Somalia's president is finally taking office. Hassan Sheikh Mahamud will lead the country. This will be his second time serving as president. One of the biggest challenges his government now faces is security. This week, the U.S. announced that it will be sending American troops back to Somalia to help. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports.
President Joe Biden has signed off on a plan to send U.S. troops back to Somalia. This would reestablish a small U.S. military presence there. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre explained why.
The decision to reintroduce a small but persistent presence was made first and foremost to maximize the safety and effectiveness of our force and enable them to provide better support of our partners.
Former President Donald Trump ordered hundreds of U.S. troops to pull out of Somalia in January 2021. Omar Mahmoud is with the International Crisis Group.
I view that as being done more for domestic political reasons in terms of ending these sort of forever wars. But those troops essentially went to the region. They went to Kenya and Djibouti.
From there, U.S. forces continued to conduct operations inside Somalia. For years, American troops have worked with international partners to fight al-Shabaab, the Somali group affiliated with al-Qaeda. General Stephen Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, says extremist groups are still a big problem in the region.
Are among the world's fastest growing, wealthiest, and deadliest terrorist groups, and remain grave and growing threats that aspire to kill Americans, both there and in our homeland.
In 2020, Shabaab fighters attacked a military camp used by Kenyan and U.S. troops in Kenya, killing three Americans. The U.S. has been training Somali special forces to counter the group. Omar Mahmoud, the analyst, says the Trump decision to reposition U.S. troops has put that training effort at a disadvantage.
So I think it impacted that because they weren't there day to day on the ground.
But Mahmoud says there is still this question. What is the ultimate endgame of the U.S. military presence in Somalia? Over the years, a lot of financial and military resources from the international community have gone towards fighting al-Shabaab. But today, the group still holds large swaths of land in rural central and southern Somalia.
So we have to take this into consideration. Yes, they are an actor that engages in terrorist violence as well, but they are also a governing actor that operates on the ground, that has relationships, that has control in areas where the federal government just hasn't been able to penetrate.
Mahmoud says a military defeat of al-Shabaab might not be possible. Somalia's government will need to consider other options, but he says the leadership has been too distracted by politics.
The environment in Somalia is so divisive. It's become so polarized. This election has exacerbated that. And without focusing on that first, I think it's going to be very hard to make progress on other fronts.
In a statement, Somalia's newly elected president said he appreciates President Biden's move to redeploy American troops. He called the U.S. a reliable partner in the country's quest for stability and fight against terrorism. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.